Yeah, I was indeed. I was actually initially meant to head off to Australia last June. So I knew that I was sticking around for a while, and I always kind of had it in the back of my mind that I wanted to be a personal trainer, but I said I'd probably leave it off until I got back from my travels in Australia. But then when I was staying here in Ireland, I just decided to do it, and I looked into a few courses around, and I chose one that was up in Dublin. So because of the lockdown, I was 2 days were online in the evenings on Zoom lectures, and then on a Saturday I was up in the gym up there. So yeah, it was quite productive. I'm glad I did it now. I'm teaching, currently teaching, and working online for Blue Zone Fitness out in Cranford.
And obviously, with a personal trainer, the emphasis is on the personal part, and you can't really get to that, really. You know, you do have your Zoom meetings and that kind of stuff, but do you miss actually, you know, being with somebody and, you know, going through a training session together?
Yes, I definitely do. But we're doing quite well with our online programs out in Blue Zone. We have an app where we send personalized programs, so it's based on the person's equipment that they have at home and their level, and we give them nutritional advice. And then we also have the WhatsApp set up, so we have continuous support on WhatsApp also.
And for yourself then, as a teacher, you know, plenty of sports teams are using Zoom meetings to conduct training sessions and that kind of stuff. When you have plenty of people on a Zoom connection, and is it tough for a teacher like you to do these kind of classes online?
Yeah, we initially did try out the Zooms, but we've actually moved over to using Instagram live workouts now. So we have 5 classes a week where we go online and we do a mixture between HIIT and balance. So it's actually quite nice when you're teaching it yourself, because you can't see anyone watching you. You can just see yourself, but you know that people are online. It tells you how many are live on it. But yeah, I think it's quite an effective way to do it. The internet doesn't seem to go on it, and it seems to be working well for now anyway.
And do you ever have people who are trying to make out like they've lost connection, or they're pretending to be frozen just to get those extra few breaths?
Yeah, you sometimes get a few people that might leave a little bit early, but it just shows that they really challenge themselves in the workout.
And working with Blue Zone out there in Cranford, obviously January is a huge month for gyms in normal times, but have you seen the take-up numbers this year? Has that been affected because, you know, people are just staying at home? And do you think many people have been kind of turned off from joining a gym this year because they won't actually be able to go out there and train in the actual gym?
No, I think the uptake has been really good. I think everyone was really motivated to start 2020 off to a good start, just because of the last few months that we have had and the gyms have been kind of opened and closed. But we have nutrition clinics, so we have quite a few people coming to the nutrition clinic. We have fully qualified and insured nutritionists there who focus on your health and your performance. I think, yeah, it's going really well.
And then, you know, for you, what sort of tips can you give anybody who might be stuck at home at the minute, but, you know, it is January and they do want to have a bit of a new start to the year? What kind of exercises do you think are best for people who maybe don't want to leave the house and can just, you know, do something at home?
Well, I'd probably just try to implement like a habit of even just putting aside 20 minutes. Like, I know everyone's really busy now trying to work from home and they're homeschooling as well. So just to try find 20 minutes to have to yourself. And there's plenty of exercises that you can do at home that are just body weight. So you could try do like squats, walking lunges, push-ups. You could even use your cartons of milk to do like dumbbell instead of dumbbells to do rows. You can do plank, or you can also just go on to Cormac Blue Zone Fitness, where we have our HIIT and our balance sessions. They're all saved on his page. So if you have a free 20 to 30 minutes, if you just go onto his page, you'll be able to get a workout from there.
And you've certainly put it to the test as well. At the start of the pandemic, you took on a monster of a challenge when you completed 100,000 steps. I know you spoke to my colleague Dave Redmond about this back at the time, but just looking back on that, how the hell did you manage it at all?
Yeah, it was a tough one. It actually feels like it was ages ago now. But we raised a lot of money for Beaumont, and it was a great challenge just even for myself, physically and mentally, to try push myself through. I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to start walking, and I finished at 9 o'clock the next night. But I do think like setting yourself challenges, like even a set goal for each day is really effective during the lockdown, just to try keep yourself motivated, because some days like are easier than others. So once you have like a little habit in place to go for a walk every day, it just makes it a little bit easier.
And I believe that 100,000 steps, I believe that works out at about 73.5 kilometres. So I've helpfully worked out the distance. If you started at the monument in Gorey there, that would take you all the way up to Loughlin's Town Hospital in Dublin, where I'm sure I'd end up if I tried to do something like that. But it's an absolutely fantastic achievement. Might be a silly question, but how tired were you afterwards?
I was wrecked, and I was kind of tired of seeing my own road, because it was actually during that time I was only allowed within my 2 kilometres radius. So I was just staying on the same roads, and then the next day or two I was just in Epsom Salts Baths for a good while.
I imagine. All right, yeah. And will you be attempting something similar this year, or have you any big plans for another big challenge?
I've actually signed up to do the 100 mile challenge starting in February for the Mater Hospital. So I'm just waiting on my t-shirt and stuff to come through, and I'll get started on that on the 1st of February.
And what will that involve?
That will involve running 100 miles for the whole month. So I just divided it up there last night, because I usually go by kilometres. So it'll be an average of about 5.6 kilometres a day to run.
Wow, so that'll be something, especially you mentioned there that you need to have a goal in mind every day, and to have a bit of a schedule might keep the mind focused a little bit, and something like that would be absolutely amazing, I'd say.
Yes, I definitely think it'll be really helpful, and especially like we're all being hopeful now that we might be back to sports hopefully at the start of the summer, so I'm thinking this might help me a little bit just to get fitter for rugby and for football.
I'm glad you mentioned the rugby there, because I was just about to ask you about Gorey. You didn't see much action on the pitch last year, unfortunately, due to pandemic, but you did manage to win that double back in, I think it was in September, with the Southeast competitions there, the plate and the cup. Have you guys been told when you will be able to actually get out, and are you even able to train at the minute?
No, unfortunately not. We're just closed until the lockdown is lifted. We're guided by what the IRFU recommends us to do. We did quite well before Christmas, like we were training in our pods, and we did well to adhere to the health and safety regulations. All of our equipment was sanitised after we used it, but unfortunately no, we haven't been doing any training. The men in the rugby club, they've been keeping their social interaction going using Zooms, and they've also had weekly challenges on WhatsApp where they have to upload a picture to show that they completed the challenge.
Excellent. Sounds like a really great idea. And for the women's side of the game, I know you guys won a league when you were back playing proper rugby week in, week out. So, you know, it'll be a new step up when you finally do actually get back into action there as well. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I really can't wait to get back to with the girls. We have a great bunch of girls that train in there, and we're always open to having more people in. So if anyone is interested in women's rugby, when the lockdown has lifted, they should try coming in and give it a go.